First, let me tell you that whatever I say to you tonight...
George Pahountis. He has been a professional photographer since 1999. He has a BFA in art from William Peterson University of New Jersey.
I was called to photograph a wedding in Santorini where the groom has proposed to the bride for the wedding to happen the day after that.
He has worked with many advertising and fashion photographers in New York and New Jersey, with Rodney Smith being one among them.
My idea is first give what I promised to the couple. And my promise is my brand, whatever I show on my website, from images to what I say.
Welcome to the WET Podcast. Here, wedding professionals share their personal stories and give us the most valuable tips. If you want to be the first to know them, subscribe to our channel and join the WET Podcast community. George, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Adonis, and good luck to this new adventure for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Since you have been in the industry for 25 years,
yes.
What are your thoughts about the wedding industry in terms of sharing ideas?
I can only... Okay, first, let me tell you that whatever I say to you tonight, it's my personal opinion. Okay, so take everything with a grain of salt and pepper there, because we're all different. We all have different experiences.
Sure.
For me, it has been a very important part of my growth as a photographer and as a professional, because I believe that making connections with people that are within your industry, photographers mainly, is something that has to teach you things that you don't know, and also compare yourself to others.
To others, okay.
To give you an example, like I had the chance to meet a lot of other photographers whose work I liked very much, and then that put a person behind the images. At the beginning, when you look on somebody's work only through the internet, you see only the work. It's more interesting when you get to meet the person. Because
you can understand his thoughts, maybe?
Yeah, because I believe, for example, that the best photographers, the best videographers, are the ones that have a very close grip on who they are as people, on what they like, what they don't like. And that's something that you can learn from. For example, if you're into, let's say, fashion and you like style, then you're most likely good at that. If you're more artistic, you like other things. Maybe you're just an average photographer. And maybe at the beginning, if you meet a person who's an average photographer, you might think that you have nothing to learn from this person, but that's also very wrong, in my opinion, because each person has something that to bring to the table. Maybe this person has great marketing skills, and that's something that if I can get a little bit of that, it's very useful.
The small pieces that make something
exactly,
different,
yeah.
in your so style.
I don't like to underestimate anyone. Everybody brings something to the table. Could be the way they market themselves, could be the way they do post-processing, could be something, anything. So I believe it was very good for me to meet new people. Yes,
that was very interesting.
Okay, thank you.
So a little bit wedding question.
Please.
What's your business tool or procedure you use for email answers, deliverables, and general communication with the brides or the wedding planners?
Okay, I do it fairly simple. I use Evernote for my notes and some client information as well. Also Google Calendar. I understand there are better solutions for that. Recently I was checking out PixieSet that has even like a studio management software, if I'm not mistaken, included with it. Mm-hmm. And that makes an interesting proposition. However, I run like a small boutique studio, if you could say that. I don't have like too many jobs to manage. So it's not that hard to handle it with my current setup.
So from the Evernote, you use it for the contract?
Could be anything.
Or for questionnaire.
Let's be honest, not all the email responses that we send to people are original. You have to find time savers, meaning that, for example, some templates for answering emails that you have to adjust depending on the situation.
Names
to make
or
your
dates.
Life faster, okay. But you can also make separate pages for clients and have their contacts in and some basic information. And
at Google Drive?
Evernote.
At Evernote, okay.
The other one that I mentioned before was Google Calendar, which is also very easy because you just open your calendar. Let's say you're at a wedding. You open up and you have your fingertips easy to click and make a phone call, find a Google Maps spot. So if you save the locations previously, you don't have to look through a map when you have the stress of a wedding day running
sure.
in the background.
And about the deliverables?
Deliverables, I'm not sure.
The final photos that you are giving to the couple.
I use a service to deliver images to the client. It's called PicFlow. That could change, but it's a good solution for in terms of price, VS performance, and ease of use for the client as well. So, okay.
During your career, what's the most interesting story you can share with us? Any stories regarding the brides?
Okay. I don't want to be unfair to anyone, any of the couples that I had in the past. However, there's a few stories that come to my mind easily. And one of them was just a few years ago, I was called to photograph a wedding in Santorini of a British couple. I only spoke with the groom. And it was a two-day event. The first day was like a get-together of just very few people at a winery there, where the groom has proposed to the bride for the wedding to happen the day after that.
Okay.
So
the bride knew nothing.
The bride knew nothing. The groom has brought a couple of dresses from the UK, as well as a person from the boutique where they bought the dresses to do like a final moments adjustments on the bride. Yeah. And that's what happened. And as you expect, it was very emotional for the bride and for everybody there, and even for us as well, me and the videographer capturing it, because it's one of those stories that make you forget that you do what you do. As photographers, videographers, we tend to, a lot of times, to act more mechanical when we're capturing an event. And the times that I forget what I'm doing there and I'm caught watching, that's the wrong thing to do, by the way.
Okay.
That was very interesting and very, I was like wiping my eyes and taking pictures. The wrong thing in that case is if you just, you know, get carried emotionally by what you're seeing and stop photographing. You must not forget to raise your camera and do your job. You're not supposed to cry. You're just supposed to record things.
In your opinion, is there anything that can be changed during the wedding day that will make the day easier?
Okay,
Easier for you as a photographer?
Easier it's actually when you have a game plan, a timeline together that's actually realistic and in line with what the couple actually wants to experience during the day. That requires you to have, first, good communication with the wedding planner. Secondly, to also good communication with the couple as well, to have an idea of who they are. Because at the end of the day, we're hired to do something for them and not for ourselves. So we need you need to understand them in order to know, for example, their list of importance of things for us to cover.
Or for our portfolio.
I don't think of it like that. No, no. Okay, I'll make a small parenthesis on that. When I was starting at the first years of my career, everything was about me. And me and how I can make the best wow shot.
For you.
So, no, to impress other photographers.
Ah, okay.
and that made me setting higher standards for myself and at the same time putting a lot of pressure on myself. There was a point where I started to feel that, okay, who are these images for? What do these people want from me? How can I give them what I do as best as I can for them? So simple images could be very important for the couple, and wow images that award-winning images could be completely worthless for the couple. So
it can be for both reasons the same pictures.
I'll be honest with you, if I can have an award-winning photo and manage to make it meaningful for the couple, yes, I'm not going to say no to that. But my idea is first give what I promise to the couple. And my promise is my brand, whatever I show on my website, from images to what I say.
Your support truly matters and makes a huge difference. Hit the subscribe button, join the Wed Podcast family, and help us grow. Let me tell you about a signature ending that our videos have. Our inspiration comes from the Diary of CEO podcast. In order to help all our guests connect with each other without ever meeting, each of them makes a question for the next one. I am always super excited to hear what they are going to ask. Now back to our guest. Something easier. Can you describe your equipment cleaning routine?
Okay. That's a fairly simple question, but lately I found myself that I was not happy with using filters anymore in front of my lenses because of the degraded quality sometimes, especially when you shoot
against the,
towards the light, yes. So I took them off. Okay, that could mean that you can dirty your lens a little bit, maybe accidental touching with your fingers, even though I use like a lens protector, I mean lens hood, sorry. So I always keep a conscious mind of what's going on, clean them in the front and in the back, sometimes during the day as well. Also I make sure before I go to each job that my equipment is in good working condition and everything works well. Between me and my other photographer, we usually have like 5 working cameras and a drone, if you can count that, as well. So I have to be very unlucky for things to go wrong.
So you're not carrying also only 2 cameras with you?
I have 2 cameras in my bag, but lately I've been using just a single camera.
Okay, the other one is the backup camera?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean the cleaning routine at the end of every job.
Yeah, mainly the lenses. And usually once in a while, I try to somehow clean the sensor as well. Usually with my camera, it's not a big of an issue, but think of it again that I don't stop down very much my lens. So if you shoot around 2 and 2.8 for most shots, then you don't really see something dirty on it. If you see something, that's a big trouble with f2.
On 2.8.
Yeah. On f2 or something.
Which are the key terms in a contract with a couple that you think are non-negotiable?
Okay. Easy for me. It's I don't like, in any case, to photograph a wedding with another group of professional photographers with me. That did happen in the past on bigger events where the couple had the great idea to have us and other photographers, and it's not easy to work with other people. It gets competitive, for sure. Yes. And I find that a lot of people do not have a good feeling or idea or where they should stand or be at a certain point of, I don't know, the wedding, the ceremony. And therefore, like, it's not easy, for example, to have shots without photographers in it.
If you are a lot of them?
I mean, I have a photo that I didn't take for the couple. I have it somewhere, I think in my Dropbox, that I took once in Santorini. It was in a wedding like this. And in one photo, there were like six photographers and five videographers in one photo.
How many was the guests?
I don't remember. It wasn't very big. Maybe like 150 people, something like that, yeah. But it was very high budget, a wedding. So it was crazy. Even the bride had like a crew with her for her social media.
Okay.
And they were always there.
And how was the final result of this wedding?
To be honest with you, I was hired to be as one of the photographers for the group. It wasn't even my booking. So I just gave them my files and I waved them goodbye. But I wouldn't be very excited.
Yeah, I can understand why. What is the obvious thing till today you have been anxious about?
Okay, for me, it was my effort to keep a consistent high level in my work. Something that did happen when I was a younger photographer. I'm not going to be humble about it. I believe I had some kind of a talent that allowed me to do some kind of work that it was interesting for the couples. But it was hard for me to, if I had to represent it with a curve of my performance, sometimes had a good day and I did fantastic work, and then a wedding later, my work was mediocre, and then again, back on top again. And so it wasn't consistent, my performance. That took me a while to, when I have those ups and downs in my performance, to be like this, much smoother than this that I had before.
So the consistency of your...
Consistency, yes.
Is your axis.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
During the wedding day, which part do you enjoy the most?
Easy. The party. Party time.
Party time.
It's not that I'm not a party animal. However, it's the point where the expectations are set. I mean, no, wrong. Whatever it's done, it's done. And there's no script that you need to follow. There's not a must photo that you take. It's just fun. So that's the time to relax and that's the...
And enjoy the night.
Yeah, exactly.
George, how can a photographer be timeless?
Be honest with you, I don't know. But
how you did it?
I don't know if I did anything, but I think that the first thing one person needs to do is understand or define who he is as an artist. Know who you are. Know what you like, what you would do, what you would not do. All these things you need to know about yourself. I cannot claim to be a fashion photographer. I'm not the best in, I think I'm not the best in any kind of photography. I'm good in most things, but not the best, okay? So I know a few things about myself. But also, I also believe that if you just see a trend, something that is in style now, and you just go and adopt it 100%, you have done like disservice to yourself. Because if I adopt, let's say, whatever the next trend might be, I don't know, let's make all photos be a little brown. or very light and airy, as the style is or was, then you tend to you put your work to be to have like a stamp that can look like a certain decade. If this style goes out, then everybody will see those photos a few years later, and then and feel like, oh, okay, that was done in 2010s, and then 2020s there was a different style and a different style. I mean, who you are at the end of the day. I'm not saying don't incorporate influences and things that are current into your work, but pick and choose selectively what is it that fits you as a brand, as a person, and put it into your work.
And something that that don't change you.
Yeah, exactly. For example, a few years ago, because I thought of myself more like capturing the day, I didn't like the idea of like shooting vertical format, because I think it's very simplistic. Most of the times, compositions, like a couple, it's kind of simple, but now I do it. But I also do whatever I was doing the next the years before. Maybe you put like something in your post-processing.
Like extras.
Yeah, like add to your work so it looks a little current, but not change you a little bit. And as I said at the beginning, that's only my personal opinion. I could be wrong. I'm just saying what I'm doing.
Okay, we want to know what you think. So it's okay. It's okay for this. What kind of atmosphere during a wedding day allows you to create your best work?
Okay, I base my work mainly on the couple's chemistry. My approach is, I'm like, kind of like backstage of the events of the day. There are only a few times during the day where I actually step in and give directions to people when I feel it's necessary. Those moments are, let's say, the couple shots, the portraits, and if I have to do family pictures. The rest of it, I don't really direct. Maybe I give it like a little hint or something.
You are posing. It's not just
I
directions.
I direct them more. Than I give them like a prompt. Kind of that's very in vogue now, this expression. Like prompt direction now. I tell them what to do, and I try to grab enough shots that look
so
natural and real.
That will be easier for them. Even that if you tell them that let's make this pose, will be not that easy for them.
I find that if I pose my couples, most of them, the couples that I have, they don't feel very good. I mean, there are times that when I feel like posing is the best solution, but most of the times, most people feel like they're visiting the dentist when it's the time to take those pictures. So I feel more comfortable when I direct them into a pose or into an action that allows me to have like a moment that look natural and real, in reality was directed. But then if you cherry pick a few frames out of that sequence that you have shot and you're not repeating yourself too much, then it can look real.
Okay, what inspires you?
Let's say many things. Let's say movies, obviously. You can see like how a scene is lit or how some people use light. That could be very inspiring. You can see like compositions that you haven't thought. Movies tend to be also very well thought out from the beginning. So I believe that a good production has a lot of lessons to be learned for us. Also, could be from something entirely different. For example, sports. Okay, every great athlete that I admire has the ability to be effective under pressure, and be. That's something that inspires me. If I see an athlete that at a very important part of the game were 2 seconds and left. I'm talking about, obviously, about basketball, okay? And he has the ability to compose himself and keep that millisecond piece in your mind so you're able to execute at that moment. That's something that I admire, that inspires me, yes.
So what is your go-to solution during a burnout?
Okay, burnout is when you actually seen enough for the year, done enough for the year, and you don't want to hear anymore. I'm not sure I have the answer, because by September, I have very hard time to when I choose the images. For example, in your case, when you choose the shots for the video, you need to evaluate how important something is, and then based on that importance, you see how, where you can fit it into your timeline. So by September, I opened like a sheet of images on my computer, and they all look the same. So now, this time of the year, we're recording this in late January 2024. So at this time of the year is the time that I do what pleases me. I don't look any wedding photographers, nothing, as much as I can. Stay away from social media.
Just basketball?
Things that I enjoy. Could be take a walk with my dog, or walk and listen to music, anything else. That's the way I cope with it, but that's not a solution.
Okay, it depends to any human. Yeah. And now the final question, we have prepared something special. Each guest leaves a question for the next one. And so now is your turn to answer the question of Anthony Venitis. In your wedding journey, what unexpected challenge became a pivotal learning experience, shaping your approach and style?
Okay, I think we kind of went through that during like a similar question before. For me, it was not a singular moment where I've done this wedding and then everything changed for me. It was certainly one of the when I was first starting shooting weddings, I was very afraid of being the main photographer, and I always wanted to have somebody else being the main photographer and myself being the second. Until the day where I had to be the main photographer due to an illness of the other photographer. So I had to be responsible for it. And the hard thing and the lesson to be learned from that was to start to try to manage my stress. Before, I mentioned about the athletes and how they manage their stress and pressure. And I believe that's something that we need to learn as well as creatives, especially in wedding photography. There's no second takes. Now, if I say something wrong, you'll be kind enough to take out whatever mistakes I have done in my speech, or in our conversation, sorry, not a speech. So managing the stress and coping with it, and then learn how to live with it, not to, and also not to have it overwhelm me and stop me from being effective and creative.
We finish. Thank you very much.
I thank you myself for the honor of being here, and I wish you good luck with your effort. And I believe that good things would only come if you're consistent in your efforts.
I will try my best. Another inspiring personal journey came to an end. George Pachoudis, thank you for giving us a glimpse into your world. We hope you enjoyed this interview as much as we did. Subscribe and stay tuned for more.